beautiful reading from the book of Deuteronomy, which is, as the Israelites finally make their journey to the promised land, Moses gives a speech for the entire book of Deuteronomy to the chosen people to remind them of what God has done for them and who God is for them. In this beautiful opening statement, "Ask now of the days of old before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth. Did anything so great happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire and as you did and live?" And on, the psalm today says, "I will remember the works of the Lord." For the Jewish people, it was so important to remember. Everything is about remembering. We got to remember, what did God do for us? What did God do for us? In the gospel today, we hear what it means for us to be a follower of Christ, which is to take up our cross, and which now we remember as we look back on the great deeds of God, that even greater than the deeds he did for the Israelites, did Jesus do for us, that they were freed from slavery and brought to the promised land. But we were freed from the even more, the greater evil of slavery to sin, our bondage to the devil, freed from that in order that we could one day enter the promised land of heaven, that Jesus is the new Moses, the greater Moses. But how did that happen? Because of the cross. Because of the cross, we remember the great deeds that God did for us. And we also realize, as he says today, that we too are called to take up our cross. These readings are just the readings of the day, but they couldn't fit St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross any better, because she was a member of the chosen people. She was a Jew living in Germany, and through intellectual studies, she decided that Christianity was the fulfillment of all the prophecies of all the things done in the Old Testament, that Jesus was the Messiah as foretold by the prophets. And so she became a Christian and she became a nun. But during the Holocaust, she was rounded up and was killed in the concentration camp. She's known as a martyr for love because of the great deeds she did for her fellow Jewish people. But what she reveals to us is the chosenness that is ours. We know the Jews were the chosen people, are the chosen people, but we are even more chosen, that Jesus Christ has chosen each one of us to follow after him. And we can never forget all those deeds that he did for us. And the cross is the perfect example that we have to take up our cross. Does that mean we have to suffer all these horrible things just to prove how much we love him? No, because God showed in the Old Testament of the evils that they suffered in Egypt, God showed in the New Testament of the evils that he suffered on the cross, that God inverts evil and turns it on its head. He showed it with Teresa Benedict of the Cross and the Holocaust, that these three events, which are hideously evil and as bad as anything we could imagine, the worst things we can do as humans, that God takes those things and flips them on their heads. It's the same thing in our lives. When we suffer, we have a choice to make. Do we suffer abjectly and just say, "I wish this was over," like the Jews did in the desert, wandering around the desert? "This is horrible. My whole goal in life is to avoid suffering." Or do we say, "God, turn this suffering on its head. I'm going through a hard time right now. Turn this suffering on its head and use it for your glory and for the redemption, the salvation of souls." All three of our people today that we hear about, Moses, Jesus, and St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, did that. They say, "This evil, which is the biggest evil that human race can provide, is nothing compared to you. And you can take that and offer it, and I can offer it for the salvation of souls." So whatever sufferings you experience today, it's the classic, you know, you learn it as a second grader and you should never forget it. Offer it up. Take up your cross. Offer it up. Give it to Jesus and ask him, "Turn this on its head. Turn evil against itself." The devil's so stupid because he thinks he can take us. But with Jesus Christ, we turn it on his head and destroy the devil and save souls.